Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. I am Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. And if you missed any of my shows, you can go back and listen to the archives. I have quite a few different types of people that I've interviewed, everyone from directors, writers, actors, people that are involved as a jurist in the film festival, and so on and so forth. So you can go back and you can listen to those. They're on demand at any time. Well, today I'm going to be talking about the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, which is coming up October 19th and runs through November 11th. And we should have the president and CEO of the film festival joining us shortly, Gregory von Hausch, and we'll be able to talk with him about how he gets some of these great films year after year. It's amazing. I go every year to the film festival. It's mostly held at the Cinema Paradiso. If you're not familiar with that little art house theater, you definitely should go check it out. I do have Gregory on the line here. Let me just check here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Gregory, are you there? Hi.
I'm here. Hey.
Hey. Okay. Well, before we get into this year's film festival, I want to kind of go back in time a little bit and talk about your background and how you got involved in this in the first place. You started back in, what, 1989?
Yeah, that's when I started in 1989, and the festival itself started in 1986. And so they had a grant from the state that mandated that they have a full-time professional, and they didn't have that. So they hired me, and that's the story. Before that, I founded and I was the artistic co-director of the Hippodrome Theater in Gainesville, Florida for 15 years.
Okay.
And then I came down and took this over.
Wow. And your passion for film is what really, I think, keeps this thing alive year after year. When did you first become a film lover? And, you know, when did that passion for film first start with you?
When I started my theater career in 1970, well, I guess 1970, I founded the Hippodrome in 73, and we had always had a very cinematic approach to theater. I worked with Tennessee Williams. He came to our theater, and we adapted Baby Doll, Tiger Tail for the stage, worked with Eric Bentley on Lord Alfred's Lover. We did Next Stop Greenwich Village, the world stage premiere of that, the stage premiere of They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Carnal Knowledge. And also we did an adaptation of John Osborne's Tom Jones. And so it was, we always used, back then this was pre-video, so we used slides and music, a lot of music underneath scenes that would develop it, much more so than regular theater. The National Endowment took a notice to us, and we were the best-funded theater in the Southeast during that period.
Wow.
So
I've
always had that, you know, love for film, even way back then.
And you travel all over the place looking for films for the festival, like you went to Cannes. Tell me a little bit about that festival. What is that like?
Oh,
in France?
I love it. I mean, a lot of people hate it because it's just so all-consuming, but it is just the most wonderful place. I mean, not only the city itself, but just the atmosphere and everybody from all over the world and so much going on. It's a bit of a zoo, you know, because of all of that activity. But it's invigorating and just a lot of fun.
And have there been some films that you've brought back from there?
Oh yeah. Like last year, Bonnie saw The Artist there, and that's where we decided we wanted that for opening night. This year, I saw The Sapphires there, and several others that are in the festival. I mean, we get a lot from there. So it's definitely worth the while. Plus, we throw a huge party that these sponsors of ours pay for, and that's been very, you know, it gets us on the map because we don't have a huge marketing budget. So we've been doing this party since '91 there, and that really gets us a lot of attention.
Oh, I bet. There's been so many great moments through the years that I've seen personally, and then I'm sure before that, what has been some of your favorite for our festival?
Oh, gosh, I have so many. I mean, there's some really offbeat ones, like, so many little treasures from, like, Italy or France or Poland. There was one called Seasonal Spring in Poland, and it was a whole thing on Shakespeare and with Romeo and Juliet, and it was a double entendre because his director falling in love with his actress in Poland. And I mean, it was just such a sweet, sweet film. And then films like The Manual of Love from Italy and Moi, Caesar from France. And we had a great film from Russia called Russian Ark. It was one of the first, if not the first, for the whole movie, about 110 minutes of it, all shot in one take.
Wow.
And
And
so, yeah, there was a lot of little films like that that the rest of the world doesn't see them in the big box office picture, but we really benefit from getting those little treasures that kind of puts our festival on the map.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the benefit of showing these independents, is showing something different than what the mainstream audience sees, right?
Yeah, I think so. They give them, because there's a lot of festivals that show all the same movies. You'll see you go to one festival in one place and another one in another place, and it's just the same films are jumping around. So we try to find things that are a little bit different, you know, and sometimes that works out for us, sometimes it doesn't. But I think it's the trying that keeps us on the edge that makes the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm. I know there's been some challenges through the years too. What have been some of the challenges with keeping this festival going, and how have you overcome them year after year?
We always will have those challenges. We're in them right now. One of the ways to get past it is to think outside the box, how we can increase our product, get more people in the seats, and take advantage of the films we have while they're here for such a limited time frame. And that's part of the reason why I'm looking to expand, to go throughout Broward County. We already travel throughout the state to Daytona, Tallahassee, St. Augustine, and, of course, about the Bahamas. So we're always looking for a way to spread our little flag around our region. And we see our region as being, the near Caribbean all the way throughout Florida.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this year's festival. There's over 200, I think there's 200 films, 78 are premieres. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights. I know the opening film is The Sapphires. What is that about?
Well, it's based on a true story. There are these four Aboriginal girls in Australia that were all related. They were sisters and a cousin. And they were singing country. And this guy chanced upon them. It's kind of a down-and-out musician himself, and said, "You girls are beautiful. You should be singing soul." It was the 60s. And soul is what's going to make you guys different. So he put them together, taught them, everything from the Supremes, Aretha Franklin, and made them into the singing group. They auditioned to perform for the troops in Vietnam. They got that job. They flew over to the Vietnam, sang for the troops, and that whole that's a whole nother part of the story that's so interesting when they went to Nam. And then they came back to Australia, and it's their story. And at the end of the film, after you really fall in love with these characters, you're introduced to the real people that they portrayed. And it's the end of the film is really a highlight. And I just love it. It's going to have, it's funny. It stars Chris O'Dowd and these girls that are from Australia. And it's just a riot, and it's fast moving, fun. And I think it's a great way to open the festival.
Great. You have Dustin Hoffman's directorial debut with Quartet. That sounds really interesting. What is that one about?
It's an old age retirement home, and these opera singers are there, and every year they celebrate a birthday. And from that point on, it becomes sort of a comedy of manners, if you will, a real English little delight, you know, with Maggie Smith, who's just one of my favorites in the role. And I think it's a very measured kind of comedy. And Dustin Hoffman is, you know, he's a brilliant actor, but he also knows mm-hmm. his way around the script. And I think he's done a great job for that. That'll be a big, big hit for us. We have something new this year, too, and that's for the, you know, we always do things for the kids, but this year we've mm-hmm. got two 3D films, one called Sammy 2, The Escape from Paradise. This will be its U.S. premiere. The producer and the writer are flying in for that. It's from Belgium, but it had the help of a lot of European countries. It's in English, and like I said, it's 3D, and it's just a delightful film. Then there's a beautiful, very artistic film that will be the Florida premiere called Tales of the Night. And it's by the same director, Michel Ocelot of France, who directed Azur Nesmoir. And it's just the animation is just beautiful. So those will all be at Movico Pompano. And then don't distress if you're an adult. I mean, they're good for adults, too. I mean, I love these films. But if you're on the fringe, you'll like that we are bringing in a 3D screening, five of them, actually, of Night of the Living Dead in 3D.
Oh, really?
Restored. Yeah, it's restored,
oh,
and it's
cool.
Colorized, and it's 3D. And that'll be running Friday, October 26th through Halloween night at the Movico Pompano.
Oh, wow.
So
you know, I interviewed the screenwriter for that movie.
No kidding.
I interviewed John Rousseau. Yeah. So my audience should go out there and watch that, definitely. And what else do you have? You have a centerpiece, Stuck. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. It's not totally unique. People have seen this premise before, but the way they handle it is really cool. It's about a guy and a girl that meet each other in a bar. They happen to have a one night stand together, and now when you meet them, it's the morning after, and trying to figure out what their relationship is going to be or how it's not going to be, and so. From that point on, you start seeing in flashback in reverse order the things that led up to the one-night stand. And you think at the beginning that you know everything about it, but you really don't. It's this little unwrapping, this little mystery, and it's so cute and so clever and sexy and kinky at times, and it's just a lot of fun.
And then the closing night film is Silver Linings Playbook. Tell me about that one as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro. Bradley Cooper has some kind of mental health issues. He's not quite all there. His dad is Robert De Niro. And he's trying to find his way back into society. And he meets this girl, Jennifer Lawrence, and she turns out to be as crazy as him, and they become crazy together. And it's funny. It's hysterically funny. It was a People's Choice Award winner at Toronto. And with that cast, I know, and we only have one screening of it, and it's at Cinema Paradiso on Saturday, November 10th. So it'll be, I'm sure that one will be just packed. We're already selling tickets for a lot of these shows. It's gone crazy on Fliff.com. It's the best pre-sale we've ever had for the festival.
That's great. And you have a lot of celebrities that come in. Before we talk about the award winners, are there any other surprise celebrities that you can announce?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you probably already know about, you know, about Bailey and Daphne.
Uh-huh. Bailey and Garrett are both awarded the Star on the Horizon Awards coming up, right? Garrett
right.
Dillahunt and Bailey Madison, who was in A Bridge to Paradiso. And then, of course, Giancarlo Esposito is back, who won the big award for Gospel Hill back in, what was it, 2008? And he's back for a
yeah,
Career Achievement Award.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to be at in the Bahamas.
Yes, he's going over there. And there is just the greatest little thing on my face.
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a wonderful. You should check it out. I know you're a friend of mine, so you should check it out. But, yeah, he's going there. And you mentioned Carol Baker. Did you mention her?
No, I didn't know about that. Tell me about Carol Baker.
Carol Baker is going to get a lifetime achievement on
wonderful.
Sunday, November 4th. And we're going to show a film she did with Cary Grant, But Not For Me. And she'll, take questions and talk to the audience. She's coming down with her daughter, Blanche Baker, who's also an actress. And she just did this horror movie called Hypothermia. And she's going to bring that down the night before. We're going to show that at sunrise. And she also, Blanche, has done a short thing that she wrote and stars in called Ruth Madoff is part of the lower 3% or something like that. It's very funny. It's all about Ruth Madoff trying to cope with life now that it's afterwards. So it's it's a hoot. And so that'll be neat. And Carol will be talking about all of the things that she's done, all the big movies and the she's Academy Award nominated, Golden Globe nominated. She's really done a lot, and she's just a terrific lady, so we're very excited about that. And in addition, right now we're pretty confident. We've got yes from him, and if things come through, James Caan will be there opening night.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
So, it's all starting to come together. And speaking of coming together, here's one.
Your phone's cutting out a little bit there, Greg. The phone is cutting in and out a little bit. Gregory? Are you there? Uh-oh. I think we might have lost Gregory. I know he's preparing for his daughter's birthday party. Hopefully he will come back on the line here, if he can hear me. Well, hopefully he will come back. But in the meantime, we were just talking about some of the different celebrities that are coming to the film festival and some of the films that are coming along as well. And I think... I don't know if you can hear Gregory, but I cannot, so I'm going to keep talking. But there's a lot of different locations where the film festival is going to be held. There is not only Cinema Paradiso, which I mentioned earlier, but also there is the Sunrise Center and also the Pompano Movie Theater, the Movie Co. as well. So there's a lot of different places that these films will be held. So you can go to all of those. You can find out what those places are by going onto the website, which is fliff.com, F-L-I-F-F.com, and that's where you can purchase your tickets. And also, that's where you can find out more about what the different events are and so on and so forth. Now, besides the films, there's also a lot of great parties that are always, intrinsic part of the film festival. There's the opening night party. There's the closing night party. There's also an awards party, which is going to be held at the Copacabana, which is a new supper club in Fort Lauderdale. That's going to be happening. There's the cruise, the chairman's cruise, which is always my favorite, on Sunday morning of that weekend, the opening weekend. So this runs October 19th through November 11th. And he mentioned the Bahamas. Now they've been going every year to the Bahamas as well, and that's the weekend following the opening. I think it's October 25th is when they're going to be in the Bahamas, and that's when Giancarlo Esposito is getting his Career Achievement Award. I met Giancarlo back in 2008 when he was here for Gospel Hill, and I had a chance to interview him, and of course he won the big award, and I saw the movie, and I was surprised to see him on the new TV show Revolution. He plays a great role as the bad guy in that TV show. So he's been involved in a lot of films throughout the years. If you're not familiar with Giancarlo Esposito, he was in movies like The Rabbit Hole, The Usual Suspects, The Do the Right Thing, Mo Better Blues, Malcolm X, School Days, a whole bunch of different things. And he also has done some directing as well. His directorial debut was Gospel Hill. That was the big film that he did. And he's also going to be in the TV show, I'm sorry, in the movie Alex Cross, which is coming up in October. If you know about that film, that is based on a book, a novel, and that's coming out to the mainstream theaters called Alex Cross. It stars Tyler Perry. That's a little bit about Giancarlo Esposito. And if you're interested in finding out how to go to the Bahamas, you go to the FLIF website, and they have additional information there for you about how you can go to the Bahamas too, and they have a discount for those that are interested in doing so. He mentioned a lot of great films, and unfortunately we lost him on the phone there. I wanted to talk to him a little bit more, but I know he's a busy man. He's got a lot of films to watch and things to do, and a lot of preparation goes into this film festival for sure. But we talked about Bailey Madison winning a Star on the Horizon Award. She is going to be at the screening of Cowgirls and Angels, which she is in, and that's where she's going to receive her award. If you're not familiar with her, she was in not only Bridge to Terabithia, but also Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, Just Go With It, Parental Guidance. Those are just a few of the films that she's been in. I think she's 12 now. She was just here in Fort Lauderdale. She's involved with an organization. I lost my train of thought. I think it's involved with cancer, and she was helping out with that, selling lemonade the other day, and I'll have to get the information specifically about that event that took place. But she will be here, and also Garrett Dillahunt, who was in No Country for Old Men, Winter's Bone, and The Last House on the Left. He will be here as well for his Star on the Horizon Award. And he will be here, let me see which movie he is going to be here for, during the Southeast premiere here at the Film Festival of Any Day Now, which he stars opposite Alan Cumming. He will be there for that. And also I wanted to mention that you can be a member to the Film Festival. There's a wonderful group of women called Entre Nous that are always doing additional events to get people to be a member, and they always have big smiles on their faces, and they sell raffle tickets at every event over and over again, and there's some great raffle prizes. So if you go to any of these events, I buy raffle tickets every year. I would suggest buying them, because you never know, you might win something, and it could be a really great prize because they have a lot of great things that they give away. Also, at the opening night party, it's going to be a little different this year. It's going to be at Gulfstream Park. Usually it's at Signature Grand. Well, it's been all over, but the last few years it's been Signature Grand. And they have dancing, and they have a silent auction and wonderful food, et cetera, et cetera. So this year will be a little different. I'm not sure how they're setting it up, but it will be at Gulfstream Park, and it should be a wonderful event. It's always very classy, very elegant, and a great kickoff to the film festival. The wrap party is always a lot of fun. It's a little bit more casual. And like I said, that will be at Copacabana this year. And I know there's a separate party that will be at Steve Savoir's house. Villa de Palma is the name of his house, I believe. And I was told that's a private party, but I'm not sure of the details of that as well. Steve has been a long-time person that's been involved with the film festival as well. I'm trying to think if I'm leaving anything out. I'm so involved in this film festival, and it's such a joy for me year after year to go to these events. And everyone there is amazing. They treat filmmakers so well, and they're so welcoming. And you can see from Greg's passion, you know, I think that's what makes the film festival so special, is his dedication and passion for it. And not only from him, but all the volunteers and Entre Nous, and we've all become kind of a little family, those of us that go year after year to these events. So I definitely suggest going to the film festival this year. It's October 19th through November 11th, And you can find out, like I said, more information at fliff.com, F-L-I-F-F.com, and you can get your tickets now, okay? And I hope to see you guys there. Well, I didn't have, Greg didn't call me back. I know he's involved with a birthday party this morning, but I maybe will bring him back at some point and talk more with him. Unfortunately, we didn't get to talk to him any further, but he had some great insight for us. But I also, guys, I want to tell you that this radio show won an award. I've been telling you for the last few weeks about the award that I was nominated for Women in the Arts, and this show won Web Radio Show of the Year, which I'm extremely excited about. It was a wonderful event put on by Diana Laura and with help from Ricardo Charles and Christina Caran and sponsors, and so many people were involved in putting this event together. It was held on September 24th at Privé in Hallandale, Florida, which is also down at Gulfstream Park. And it was a packed audience of honorees. There was so many people that won, and that was exciting to cheer them on. There was humanitarian awards, iconic women awards. For example, Sofia Vergara won an award. There was makeup artists, fashion designers, directors, screenwriters, actors, actresses from theater and from film. Just a ton of awards were given out. Also, there was a great fashion show with five different fashion designers. It was a very intimate setting, a floor show. It was, I loved it. It was great. And then they had a short film that was shown, and they had music by DJ XL throughout the night. And those that stayed afterward, like myself, got to do a little dancing to DJ XL. But it was a great night, and the best part is that it gave back to those that struggle so hard. I know those like myself that are in the creative industry, it can be very difficult. You get a lot of rejection as an actor, and you don't get a whole lot of praise. You just kind of have to go day after day after day, job after job, and try to make it, you know, make something out of yourself. And it's so nice to have someone stop and say, thank you. You know, we appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate them so much for putting this event on. I think it's very important, and I think it really gives back to the community and gives us a chance to just celebrate and, you know, take pictures and hug each other and come together as a community. And I think that's what it really is all about. It's not about competition. It's about collaboration. And I always appreciate those that want to collaborate on different projects and so on and so forth. Okay, so I wanted to tell you about that. So I won. I'm very excited. And thank you to Women in the Arts again. Also, if you haven't done so already, please go on my Facebook site, Indie Streak, just like the show, Indie Streak, and please like the page because I am putting special information up there that I don't have anywhere else. I'm putting information about this show, castings, film events, etc. So you want to be in the know, please like that page, okay? I have a lot of filmmakers that I'm going to be interviewing from the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival coming up. So I'm going to give you a little rundown of who I'm interviewing tentatively. Next weekend is going to be either no show or a bonus show. I am going to be at the Dunn's Run, which benefits the Boys and Girls Club, at 6 a.m. next Sunday for Observer TV. So I will be there, and I will be interviewing people at 6 a.m. So if I am awake at 1 o'clock, I will be doing a bonus show. But for now, I'm considering it not a show for next week because I don't know what my schedule is going to be, and that's the honest truth of what's happening next week. But following that, on the 14th of October, I have Daniel Schechter, director of supporting characters, who will be at the film festival. Also, on October 21st, I will have Rob Margolis, who is returning. He was here for the film festival for the movie Lifelines, and he will be back for a movie called She Wants Me. On October 28th, I'm interviewing Ishai Seton, director of The Kitchen. He was here before at the film festival with Big Bad Swim, and he will be calling in for the show. On November 4th, I have Robert Adamo, And then I have, on the 11th, I have a film called Sisters Call, which looks really interesting. So I have a lot of different directors coming up. As you can see, I'm booked through the middle of November. And then I have some people already interested after that. So the show is getting really booked up, which is great for me. And it's exciting. So I thank you all for listening, you know, year after year. week after week. And obviously I've talked too long. But I will be back next Sunday, possibly, if not the following Sunday. And I will be announcing here on the show, you know, if I will be back next Sunday, but if not, it'll be October 14th. Okay, guys, I'm going to sign off, but thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.